I want to do dangerous and reckless things without having someone at home that I have to worry about. Like, you know, oh my God, what if you pass away? Like, huh? Our story deserves to be told. It's a fabulous story, y'all. I met my husband, and he's still my husband now. I've asked him for a divorce. Nothing's gone through final. So, you know, if you see this, it happened. If you don't see this, then it's in my drafts and we're still together. I changed my mind and I backed down. But I don't think I'm backing down, though. And here's why.
Funky dog head bitch. How dare you, punk motherfucker?
My husband and I met in October 2018. Dating app called Coffee Meets Bagel. And we always say 2018 was before the dating apps went to crap. So I don't recommend it today, but in the past, it did work.
They still work for women. If they have realistic standards and genuinely looking to build something and be a decent human being, they'll find a man within 4 weeks tops.
We call that right guy, wrong time, or right gal, wrong time. We met and we hit it off, y'all. We really enjoyed each other's company. But we ended up not going further into the we are going to make this official phase. And I'm not super sure why not. I can remember my husband was the one who broke it off. He was the one who broke it off the first time.
He should have went with his first instincts, because he probably sensed that you're not wife material. Always go with your gut, bro.
Because he said he wasn't ready to, he said he wasn't sure about me. He couldn't put his finger on why, but he wasn't sure if we were compatible. And it wasn't that he wasn't committed. He was like looking for a girlfriend. He was looking for a long-term relationship, and we did hit it off, but I don't know. I need to ask him, but there was something about me that he was just like, I'm not sure. And I do have a child.
Oh my God.
And so I assumed it was because I was a single mom and he didn't want to deal with a single mom, because I had that conversation with at least two other guys at that point in my life.
They are who we thought they were.
Let's do a quick recap. Nose ring, tattoos, content creator, and she was a single mom. He willingly chose to destroy his life. I guess he's a glutton for punishment.
I looked at him like he was stupid.
That I really liked, and I thought it was going somewhere, only for them to later tell me they don't want to date someone with a kid. They don't want to date someone with a kid seriously. And it's just like, you could have started with that. But he never had a problem with me having a kid. He was like, that's fine. He has tons of nieces and nephews that he's very active with. He loves children. He wanted children of his own. He wants children of his own. We'll say I did surprise him with my child, because I didn't tell him on our first date.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
But I told him before we went on our second date, I did tell him that I had a kid. And he, long story short, was very surprised. he said I pulled a Drake on him, because this was at the time where Drake, it had just came out that he had the kid that he has with the French woman.
So off top, she was being dishonest. That's something you throw out before y'all even go on the first date. So yeah, that was part of the reason why he knew you was a piece of shit.
But I didn't deter him at all. He was just like, okay, well, you know, you could have told me earlier, but that's like, it's fine. So, you know, I'm not sure why we didn't make it the first time around, but the second time, and we started talking again in 2020, 2 years later, but the COVID hit. And then the long story short is I got back with my son's dad, and he is a narcissistic a-hole. He is, you know, I'll say shout out to him for showing me what narcissism is, what it looks like, how it presents and manifests in a man.
None of them believe you. And if they were in your face, they would be looking like this. That's how people will look at you if you were telling them that face to face. Like a real one. Nobody believes you.
You gave him a whole child. You gave him the highest honor you could give a man, and then went back to him years later. So you loved every second of the narcissism.
Because it has led me to study narcissism the way that I have, and which led me to creating these, you know, 6 narcissistic social hierarchies of control and this whole channel and my YouTube. Like, you know, hey, shout out to my baby daddy. Not a DC sucks.
We attract what we are.
But because in 2020 I was manipulated back into a relationship with my son's father.
Like, what? What?
This is why people don't respect these victim-minded people. He didn't manipulate you into anything. Take some accountability. You're a sentient being, aren't you? Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
I stopped talking to my now husband. But of course, as with any narcissist, they never change. They don't change. He was the same person who I had dated 10 years before at this point, or I guess maybe 6 years before at this point. And after about 1.5 to ongoing into 2 years, I was like, well, this is not going to work. And, you know, he tried his best. He tried every tactic in the book to keep me. But at this point, I had already been through him once. And so it was like, you're not going to fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me. Like, and this was the second time I was fooled. And I was like, you fool me. You ain't going to fool me again. So I was like, no matter what he said, I was like, this is not going to work.
How long could I talk before this motherfucker snaps?
You know that anger you get when you deal with, like, a person that's just completely stupid? What's wrong with your brain? Like why do you not see what you are? Like, and I get there with women. I truly do.
So 2022, I reach out to a certain someone, my now husband, and essentially not to say the rest is history, but it kind of was. Like, after that, we were inseparable. Like, he came over that first weekend that I texted him, and then he came over every weekend after. And then he asked me to be his girlfriend. Probably actually only a few months later after that initial text, because he was like, he said he was falling in love with me.
How? Hold on, bro. How? How you? I'm saying, how, like, talk to me, bro.
And he had always regretted not moving forward with me that first time.
He doing shit. He better than me. He way better than me.
You know why? Because he went back on a dating market and couldn't get anything better. So he settled, like most people will have to do, settle for what they can get. But he would have been better off just being alone for the rest of his life than going through this nonsense.
And this time around, he wasn't going to let me go. I was essentially always the one that got away for him. And so he kind of moved a little bit fast the second time, but it didn't feel fast. That's the thing. Everything was great. My son liked him. He brought balance to our lives. As someone who is who identifies as an ADHD woman, well, slash am diagnosed.
I am crazy. But you know what else? I don't give a fuck.
I'm messy. I'm a little disorganized. I'm a little impulsive. But he was kind of all of the opposite of that. His dad was in the military, so he was raised by a military dad. So he had great organization. When, like, he was impeccable with his word. Like, if he said he was going to do something, he did it. If he said he was going to do something, he did it. And I am not like that. I'm
surprise, surprise.
I might do it. I'll probably do it. I'll try to do it. I'll think about doing it. And I might get it done, but am I impeccable with my word? No. But so I always admired that about him.
The whole reason why I really didn't, like, you know, pursue it, because he was a good guy.
I don't want no guy that's too good. I don't know.
Yeah,
like, it'd be not only sometimes, yeah. I don't know, it gives me gay vibes sometimes.
Right,
I don't
right.
know. I don't. Not saying like you being the, like, of course, hold my door. But sometimes it'd be like, you can be too good of a man. Like,
yeah. Let him genuinely talk. You'll see real fast, like, oh my God, this bitch is dumb as hell.
So I assumed I was looking for that, a partner, someone who would give as much as they would take. And my husband is that. Like, he, again, he's a clean person. He does the cleaning while I did the cooking. He's just so, like, so attentive to my needs, so empathetic, just like a kind, sweet person. And he is still a man raised under the patriarchy.
Don't kill me with this. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
His publicist helped calm him down.
That's one. And then he is still a partner who expects things from you. That is two.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
He was raised under the patriarchy. I mean, by her logic, everybody in America was. Everybody in the world was. So if you don't want to be with somebody who was raised under the patriarchy, you couldn't be with another human, period. Even another female. And she said the second reason she wanted a divorce because he had expectations of her as a wife. You can't make this shit up, folks. They want the world given to them while giving nothing in return. It's their nature. It's in a woman's nature to give the least and get the most.
And so now I'm at this point, if you've been keeping up with the story, where I have no job, I have no car, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm cooking, I'm doing content creation, but I can't do it, you know, all the time. I have to do it in a certain way. And then during my, like, the time after work, I'm like, I have to spend it watching TV. And then after dinner, you know, I don't know. There was just like, there was something else. There was always something when you have someone in your life that is your person, your partner, your spouse. There is always the expectation that you are doing something with them, for them, or accommodating them in some way.
Yes, duh.
I like listening to quality music very loudly. But when you live with someone, you can't do that. You can't just put on music as loud as you want to and just dance around your house nude, which is something I do enjoy doing. But I just can't do that with a husband.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
No matter what, no matter whom I'm with, I'm always going to have someone looking over my shoulder. I'm always going to have, if you have a partner, if you have a person who you are tied to in this romantic way, your options in life will always be stifled. They will always be limited. They will always be watched. They will always be judged. They will always be perceived. They will always be given an opinion for. And I realized that I want nothing more in life than to live my life with no one's opinions about it.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
I want to wake up when I want to without someone judging me for getting up late and calling me lazy. I want to not eat without someone thinking that I'm starving myself for some sort of weird reason. I want to do dangerous and reckless things without having someone at home that I have to worry about. Like, you know, oh my God, what if you pass away? Like,
get them kids! Get them kids! Hurry up! Get them kids!
If I want to put my life on the line, I want to be able to do that.
She's brainwashed, dumbed down, emotional, and has no clue as to what she's talking about.
I want to wake up whenever I want to wake up and eat ice cream and cake whenever I want to eat ice cream and cake. And I want to go to sleep and not have a bedtime. I want to stay out all night. I don't want to go to the dentist.
Grow the fuck up.
If I want to say reckless things on the internet, I want to be able to do that without someone looking me up later and saying, oh, she's married to this person, and so let me harass this person.
What about how it would affect your own life if you say reckless things on the internet? Yeah, women want the freedom to destroy their own lives. They're agents of chaos. Women's programming is self-destruct unless a man comes in and course correct her every day. This is their nature, to destroy their lives in the name of fun and dopamine hits. I want to do whatever I want that make me feel good, even if it ruins lives and ruins society. The tagline for feminism.
There is no way to fix this. She's already gone too far. She's already gone too far down a rabbit hole of hamster wheel independence. She's gone too far down there, and the rest of her life is going to be just full of resentment for whatever man that she ends up sitting down with. The rest of her life is just going to be total resentment. Mark my words. Mark my words. She is not worth it. Long story short, women like this are not worth it. There's plenty of call centers hiring because you can at least speak English, so you can do that.
She's a waste of fucking space, dude. She might be good to cut down her throat, something like that. And after that, she's fucking in the dating market. She's done.